Okay, good evening, YouTube. Welcome back to this next episode of FPL Family Media. This is Sam. It has been
Hang on, it has been a while, hasn't it?
I've missed it.
Fast forward then.
I'm just so keen to get on with the FPL content, Sam.
Wow.
So keen. It's been a while. We've missed you. We've missed you guys. It's been weeks. Been weeks, Sam. Liverpool gone out of Europe. Newcastle have won their first trophy for 70 years. England did some stuff.
We got stuck.
We got stuck in New York. The patrons will know all about that conversation. I've been to Sweden and back.
Spurs have won a game.
Spurs have bloody won a game. Yeah, I mean, it's been a minute. Wow. And we've done a lot. You've bashed your arm.
Elbowed the wall.
We've done a lot. It's been very, very busy few weeks in FPL. And you know what? Do you want to move it? No, this is why. Do you know what? Every time we do a Sunday night stream, about 20 minutes before we go on, I say, Sam, come in here, faff about. Just faff, because the last thing I want is to do the whole intro, get starting, and for you to go, my mic's not right. I can't see your screen. I need a cup of tea.
I can't see the screen.
I've got to have a wee. I've bashed my arm. The light doesn't work. So what I do is I say, right, I've now built it into my prep for the show. Come in here and faff as much as you can.
Okay, but there's two problems.
And you still found
it. No, but listen. I did all of the things you've just said.
Yes, you faffed.
I checked the mic.
The faffing has happened.
I made a tea. I went to the loo. I did all the things that you've just said.
Yes.
Yes. I need, before you sit down, we have to check the chair. Because notice the chair at your end, you pulled your end out. My end is squashing the light, it's bashing against the picture. I've bashed my... Because I sit with... See, I've done it again. And I can't move it now.
20 minutes I give you a faffing
Lee,
time.
If I get up and move the chair now, which I can do...
I wouldn't advise it.
You're also going to have to get up and move the chair. So now I'm going to have to be uncomfortable and it's your fault.
Well, should I give you 25 minutes of faffing about? Is that enough time?
I just need you to check before you sit down. If you could just check.
Oh
that
my
the
god, guys,
not
what are we dealing with here?
Can we also buy a new chair? I hate this chair. What? It's so uncomfortable.
Are you all right? Are you all right? Oh my god, there's a reason we haven't been here for about 3 weeks.
I forgot how uncomfortable this chair is.
I need to give
is.
You a 3 week head start on just coming here and faffing.
I've had enough. When we finish on here, I'm buying a new chair.
Honestly, it's now like part of my show prep. I do all the thumbnails, I set up all the stream, I do all the technology, I test all the mics, I do everything. Mm-hmm. And I've built in now some time. It's just in my planner, it's just called Sam Faff. Basically, for you to come in here and say, oh, that's not right. Oh, that's I can't do that. Oh, that's a bit uncomfortable. Oh, the mic doesn't work.
Get a new chair.
And now you're still coming.
We're definitely going to get a new chair. It's not comfortable at all.
So, yes, it's been a very, very hectic few weeks.
It's nice
and
to be back.
Loads has gone on in FPL, right? It's been the busiest time.
You've wildcarded, I've wildcarded, you played the assistant manager.
Yes,
What else has happened?
I wildcarded in 30. You wildcarded in 31 this week.
When was the last time we streamed? It was after blank game week 29, wasn't it?
Yeah,
we did the Sunday before we went away.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
I think so.
Yeah, we did.
I think so.
So, then we would have had international break week, FA Cup week.
Yeah.
So actually, it's not actually been that long. It just feels like it's been...
It feels it.
Forever.
Yeah, it feels it.
Yeah, it does feel it.
But, you know, it has been a very, very busy time in FPL. Two chips played this week. You're absolutely right. You're on wild card. I'm on assistant manager. We'll find out how that went a bit later on. I played the wild card in 30, mainly because I wanted to leave 31 to 33 free for the assistant manager, because it chews up 3 weeks, isn't it?
You went a bit earlier, didn't you?
Yes,
you had to.
Because I had to, really. Not because I really wanted to, because I had to to maximise the AM chip. I'm not a, you know, still not a big fan of this chip, but it's gone sort of okay for me in week one of three anyway. So we'll talk about that a bit later on. But as usual, guys, welcome to the FPL Family live stream. If you're new around here, hit that subscribe button. If what you've heard in the last 5 minutes has gone... Absolutely really want to subscribe. Listen to Sam faff about with the chair every week. Can't wait to subscribe.
You could become a member and help buy the new chair that I want now.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. We'll say hello to a few people before we get into all of this weekend's action. Of course, we've got one game still to go. And it's an important game as well. A lot of us, certainly me that wildcarded in 30, you that wildcarded in 31. If you have wildcarded in the last couple of weeks... Pretty good chance that you have free Newcastle. So therefore, Newcastle versus Leicester City on Monday night is going to affect a lot of
and
our game weeks. A captain for me as well. Yes, I've captained Isak.
Me too.
Captained Isak. And at the moment, that looks like the right choice. At the moment.
Well, hopefully he's going to play.
Fingers crossed he plays, because who knows with Eddie Howe. You've got to look at it and go, well, do they really necessarily need to even risk him ahead for Leicester? I don't know. But then again,
what
also...
What are they going to not... What they... What they... not playing well the ball?
Absolutely. There's so many different ifs and buts, isn't there? Because it's like, well, okay, you don't need to risk him necessarily and risk an injury, but then...
Why you're not?
Why? What for? They've got nothing else left to play for.
And Cannon Wilson's basically broken, so he can't play for more than about... Yeah. He's coming back. And...
I think he'd be okay. I think if it was like a Saturday... If it was a Saturday kickoff, that would have been more of an issue maybe, but because he got the Monday...
I was about to tell a story about how I went to a gym class the other day and I hurt my groin and it really did hurt. And then I thought... And then I thought, oh, this must be how Alexander Isak feels. And I actually said that to the guy, because that's what he's done. He's hurt his groin. And so when I was in there, and I actually said to Em, who was teaching the class, I was like, oh, that must be how... And she just looked at me like, what are you talking about? And then I was like, but then actually, like, I've been fine today walking about, so I think you'll be all right. That's my basic theory. Oh, Lee, do you know what's happened?
You got a groin injury. And it's comparable to Alexander Isak, a Premier League footballer who's got probably the best medical staff, some of the best medical staff in the country looking after him.
Yeah.
Have you missed this, guys? Or have you actually just had some fun on your Sundays? I mean, most of you have probably been watching above average, and I don't blame you. I don't blame you. If you want actual FPL content, go and see Adam and Baker.
No, don't.
And listen to some proper content.
It's good
what
fun
is
over
this?
Here.
What is this?
My medical
I pulled my groin and I know how Alexander Isak feels.
Yeah, but my point was is that like today joke. I've walked like 8k today or something on the way to and from God. Spurs and honestly it was fine. Didn't even feel anything going up all them stairs at Spurs and I thought, yeah, actually Isak, you're gonna be totally fine. And I've done another class since then, so you know what I'm saying is it's only a little tug of the groin. I think you'll be all right.
Little tug of the groin, Alex. You'll be fine. That's what with all of you that have captained Isak, don't worry.
Man up.
Dr. Sam says it's fine on the basis that she pulled her groin at the gym and walked up some stairs. It's all fine, Alexander Isak owners. Don't worry. Don't worry. Scott Schrager's in the chat. He just says, great start. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's classic, isn't it? It's classic. George is in. Hey, George, Dr. Sam Bonfield. Yeah, I mean,
look,
what are you,
I mean,
what,
I'm not
how
being funny, but have you ever
this?
Seen a chat that's so happy as that?
What, with all the laughing?
Yeah, well, see, look, I've made everyone laugh, if nothing else, tonight.
Tom Minter just saying, Sam, stop. Yeah, God. Andrew Shearer is just saying, little tug of the groin, winky smiley. Oh, God,
oh,
please.
God.
Andrew, please don't start that nonsense.
At least it wasn't Woody, did it?
Who else have we got in? John Tyner, John, nice to see. Yeah, good job. It was Chris Wood. Fuck. Jesus. John Tyner, Munoz and Strand Larsen returned for me. Yes, very nice. Very, very good indeed. You bench Munoz this week?
Might have.
Oh, goodness me. I wasn't sure you were going to
more on that later. More on that later.
More on that a bit later. Dr. David's in. The actual doctor.
Is he actually a doctor?
He says, I've got a back problem. Sam, what do I do?
Well, I can't tell you at the moment because I haven't hurt my... If I hurt my back, I'll come and give you some advice. I can only give advice if I've actually got the same injury. And mine is comparable to Alexander Isak, so you know.
Nigel the Crab, Cyberdebt is in and moderating and a member here of the channel. Simon, nice to see you. He says, little tug of the groin landed me with two kids. I love that. Absolutely love that. Matthew Knights, can't read out your comment, Matthew Knights. It's descended. Angela Castro is in. Nice to see you, Angela.
Oh,
Stefan Hughes, he says, I've really missed this. Really? Really, Stefan?
I'm in a really weird mood today.
Are you sure?
I don't quite know.
Well, because Spurs won a game.
Spurs
I mean, Christ, yeah. Unbelievable.
Oh, it's not often that I'm crying within about... How long have we been going? 9 minutes?
Well, usually it's reduced tears because Harry Kane's leaving or something. But it's the comedy. It's the comedy tears. It's happy tears this evening. B is in. Hello, B.
Hello, B.
Very nice to see you. Abhinav is in. This is the content we've subscribed for. I mean, honestly, yeah, you've got to be mad to be listening to this waffle. And a whole host of you, and guys, thank you very much for joining us here for FPL Family. We will give you some content in just a second. Podcasters,
what are you talking about? I've already given content.
What? Like what?
I've given some
Alex
Isak
is fine.
Medical, yeah,
FPL fine. Family exclusive from Dr. Sam. Don't worry, Isak Captainers. He'll be fine.
I'm just saying, I'm not as fit as Alexander Isak.
Oh, really?
If I'm okay, then he'll surely be okay. That was my point.
Another Sam bombshell. She is not as fit as Alexander Isak, the Premier League's top striker, one of the best strikers in the world right now.
Yep.
You're not as fit as him. All right. Bombshell.
No.
Absolute bombshell. Right, let's bloody well get on with this. We've said hello to a few people, Sam. Let's get into some of these games before we then talk about our teams and all that sort of stuff. Fresh from the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. I don't even want to talk about it that much other than to say, because let's face it, no one's getting any Spurs or Southampton, but a brief word on the game at Tottenham, you come away from it pretty happy, right? And sorry, Saints, unfortunately for you guys, it's the Championship.
Yeah, I felt sad for Southampton, although did quite enjoy relegating Aaron Ramsdale for the third time in his career. Quite enjoyed that.
Savage.
Arsenal, right?
Ex-Arsenal, savage.
Go on,
Sam.
Off you go.
Savage.
Off you pop, Ramsdale. Spurs played quite well for a change. The VAR decisions today, I don't think we started on that.
Didn't one take like 6 minutes or something ridiculous?
I was so angry, as the guys in the Slack will testify to. I was even sending them pictures of the stupid VAR lines that they put on the screen. I was very upset about it. But yeah, all in all, not the best Spurs performance in the world, but decent. Still can't keep a clean sheet. Just standard Spurs.
Yeah.
But good to get the win. We probably should have scored a few more than we did. Don't invest in Southampton. Still target them.
It's all on Thursday, isn't it, for Spurs? I mean, there's going off to... I mean, we haven't covered anything FPL-wise. Why break the habit? You know, it's all about Europe, isn't it? It's all about Europe Thursday. His job, Spurs season. It's
my
all on
whole
Frankfurt.
Happiness.
Your whole happiness. Is it away first leg or home?
No, it's at home. Remember, I'm going.
Oh, you're going,
aren't
you?
Also, I need to talk to you about the fact that I might have to go Monday night as well.
What do you mean you might have to go Monday night?
Might take the max.
To what?
Well, I've got three tickets for Monday night. I'll talk about it afterwards. I found some babysitting for Evie, though, if you want to still play football. Don't worry.
All right, okay, fine.
But, yeah, there's a lot of Spurs action going on in my life at the moment.
Yeah.
And
home to Frankfurt and then away second leg is hard. It's tough, isn't it? It's tough.
Well,
but
thing
it's the whole
is,
season.
The thing is, we have to go into... That was the thing we all said in the stands today. We were all like, right, we've got to win this game, obviously. However, we don't really care if we win this game. We care about some momentum and some... positivity going into Thursday
night.
Were
you surprised at the team you picked here? I was surprised that it was quite strong.
It has to be. We had to get something going ahead of... And he did make changes. Van de Ven got the rest that he really needed
true
on
enough.
His recovery
yeah,
in.
Enough.
Poro Odorizzi had just had a request. Who's a rest?
A rest,
Poro
yeah.
had just had a rest. So he obviously came back in. I was surprised at how long he left Solanke on the pitch. I expected to see Tell earlier. Madders has obviously been in and out of the team all season, so no great shock there. I thought Brennan would start over Odobert.
Brennan, didn't he?
And played well.
Yeah, I think if I was going to consider any Spurs assets, and I'm not really, I think I'd maybe go back and have another flirt with Brennan. Because if I look across the... I think once we're all said and done this season and the dust has settled, I'm going to look back at owning Brennan Johnson with fondness, to be honest with you. He was very good for me when I had him. And yeah. he's, you know, starting to pick up a bit of form, maybe.
Yeah, and I think actually the last few weeks it has been frustrating for him because he's obviously been sitting out.
Yeah.
The worst player on the pitch again, sorry to say it, was Son again.
Sonny again. Yeah.
Brennan played well on that side. We actually looked better when someone off an Odeberg came on. But yeah, so Thursday night's all important. I think from an FPL perspective, you just continue to target Southampton. Obviously that, you know, they've got Aston Villa up next. But that leads to its own questions because Aston Villa obviously have such a big match in midweek against PSG in the Champions League.
Do you think the fact they're down now is like pressure off, we just play? Or do you just think they're just like...
I mean, Lee...
Juric has not done the business at all, has he? They really are not good.
I've watched a lot of terrible teams over the years.
Yeah.
And genuinely...
They don't look good, do they?
They were the worst. They were awful.
They don't look good.
And from a Spurs perspective, I think you're right. I think if you were going to invest in Spurs for a little flirt, it was for this week. And I don't think you're going to bother for the rest of the season. Because as you say, if, and it is a big if, we win on Thursday night, then...
Okay.
Well...
All right. Well, let's move on from that one then, because it's not that FPL relevant, but you did go today. So I want to just make a point of that.
Can we have a little chat about Villa? Because they probably relate most because they got Southampton next. And it was
a
really good, interesting game last night, I thought.
Of course. Aston Villa 2, Nottingham Forest 1. And you're right, because the fixtures for Villa read like this. So Villa coming up next against... I've lost them. Where are they?
Southampton.
I've lost Southampton, yes, of course. And then the double, Newcastle and Manchester City. Then, of course, the blank in 34, which I know many of you will be thinking about the free hit. I certainly am going to be free hitting in 34.
Yes, me too.
And then you come out of it when your Villa players potentially come back in to Fulham, Bournemouth away, Spurs at home, Man United. So, yeah, if you are free hitting in 34... They do look like a team to invest in, but they do have these PSG games to have to navigate, right?
Yeah, and it's quite tough, isn't it? Because obviously I was actually very impressed by Villa in the first half, particularly yesterday. I think there was something to be said about Nottingham Forest and the way that they set up for the game. Defensively, they were at sea without Aina. But Aston Villa did really well in that first half in particular.
It made a difference that not having Aina, you know. It just affected the balance, didn't it, at the back?
Yeah, and a lot. And yeah. It affected the whole way that they structured the team. They structured the back four very, very differently. And it just didn't work. And they really struggled. And was it not for Sells in the first half making a couple of really important saves? It actually could have been worse. So I wanted to watch that game with the full intent of watching Aston Villa, because the thing for me on Wildcard last week was, as you'll testify to, I was really, really unsure about what to do about Aston Villa. Mm. And I was backwards and forwards. And I knew, so basically I had Alanga and I was kind of thinking, well, maybe I just hold Alanga because I don't know what to do about Villa, because Asensio has looked brilliant when he's come on, but he hasn't had a start yet. Rashford has looked fantastic in the last couple of matches, but I'm worried about the rotation around the Champions League. Morgan Rodgers feels like the safe pick, but I was also worried about the 8 yellow card factor that was playing. So all of them had their pros and cons. Mm. So going into the final days of my wild card, I just got myself in a bit of a 2-8, because for me, whilst I appreciate that Aston Villa are still needing to focus on the league and their position in the league has actually been massively helped by the other results that have happened this weekend.
Yeah.
Because everyone else around them has been either drawn or lost. The PSG games feel absolutely critical because this is an opportunity for them to go and do something remarkable, right? And we know that...
Do you think they'll beat PSG?
I don't know, but I think that they've got potential to. And I do think on their day, they do have the potential to. They have got... The loan signings that they've made in January have made such a difference to that squad. Now, do I think that they'll beat PSG? No. But do I think that we might see heavy rotation against Southampton next weekend in the midst of those two PSG games? Especially if this game against PSG, which I think is the away leg first, if that goes well and they're still there or thereabouts in the round, as long as they don't get absolutely trounced away from home, which I don't think they will because Emery's great in Europe, then I think there could be some heavy rotation against Southampton. And that was where my fear was, that...
Yeah.
I don't know who to pick.
Yeah. Well, give me your thoughts on, in particular, Marlon then, because as the chat is saying, there's a couple of, I think, George, FPL Yellow, Yellow Army also saying, Marlon feels like the pick because he's not in the Champions League squad.
Mm.
So, yes, the Asensio and Rashford and maybe even Rodgers, and we all know about Rodgers, he's kind of bulletproof, like he plays him all the time. So if you were going to pick a safe, inverted commas, pick from Villa, I think that's where you'd go, and Rashford and Asensio feel a little bit more unsafe.
But they feel more fun.
Much more fun, much more upside. Of course, Asensio not getting anything FPL-wise out of this game.
Was unlucky,
nor Rashford either. Although I did notice in the Fantasy Football Scout members area, which, quick plug for the members area, I use, as you guys can see, every time we do a live stream and every single time we have any sort of FPL content that we pull together, always a very, very good resource. So if you're not a member over at Scout yet, there is an affiliate link in the description below. Go check it out after the live stream. Top for XG underachievers this week, Sam, across the whole game, Marcus Rashford, a delta of 0.63. So he also a bit unlucky not to get some FPL points this week, no?
Came on and looked good again. And I think that's the thing, isn't it? Like, you look at the next three fixtures for... And this is kind of where I got stuck, because I was looking at the next three fixtures thinking, I think I can see heavy rotation against Southampton. You're right about Marlon. He feels like the option for the weekend.
Mm.
Does he still feel like the option for the double game week as well, though? And that's where I got a little bit... I struggled a little bit, because I was like, well, for that double game week, maybe I want the fun of a Rashford or a Asensio.
Can I tell you who Marlon is a good pick for? Someone like me. And I'll tell you why that is, because I am not worried about bench boost.
Yeah.
Because I've got the assistant manager active. So I'm going to be bench boosting, I actually don't know when, from somewhere between 35 and 38. But for all of you guys that are bench boosting either 32 or 33, you sort of want the assurity of the start, don't you?
You do, yeah.
So I could bring Marlon in this week to face Southampton, really nice differential. Then I have him for the double and I play him. And if for whatever reason he doesn't play, and he's going to, you know, be double game week, is he, next week, you'd like to think he gets some minutes. But say he doesn't for whatever reason, or maybe doesn't get any minutes in 33, then I've got my bench to help me out. Whereas you guys that are bench boosting, you kind of want that surety of starts, right?
Yeah, you do. And I think that's where I was really struggling, because obviously I'd locked myself in on wildcard. I had to make a decision. It was either do I lock myself into a 32 bench boost strategy or a 32 or a 33 one.
And which are you on right
33.
Now? 33. 33.
So in
okay.
the end, I locked into 33 because there was four teams doubling rather than just the two. And I also liked the fixtures that other teams had around it as well.
Yes.
So in my head, I was looking at the other fixtures that other teams had and thought, actually, I like those. And therefore, that feels like a nice opportunity for me and my team that I'm creating here to go with the bench boost. Mm. But Aston Villa felt like a really hard decision in that moment last week. And I wanted to watch them against Forest and also watch the PSG game in midweek. Now, absolutely, ahead of game week 32, I could bring in a Villa player for the game against Southampton. But that will probably depend on a couple of factors. One, it will depend on what we see against PSG.
Yeah.
And secondly, it was partly dependent on what we saw the game we just had, which is why I haven't done it already. But part of me might just go, if we want a Rashford or if we want an Asensio, then maybe actually the option is just to miss the Southampton game because they might not get. Because let's be frank, unlike with Spurs today, who went for a full strength team, I suspect we'll see big rotation with Villa. And if they're then winning the game, I don't think we'll see the likes of Rashford and that come off the bench if that's where they start.
Yeah. And also, again, great points in the chat, guys. I think I saw this earlier in the week as well. I thought, wrongly, that Asensio, because he's on loan from PSG, might be in some way cup-tied in the way that if it was a Premier League game, of course, the rules are, it's rules. Mm. You cannot play against your parent club. That is not the case in the Champions League, because UEFA don't have the same rules. I think it's determined at point of loan. You know, you can negotiate it into the contract or not. They decided not to.
Yeah, just left it out.
So Asensio can play against PSG. He absolutely can. I mean, what sort of mindset he takes going into those games is going to be interesting to see. Certainly for the Villa fans, for any of us neutrals. I'm looking forward to the ties. I genuinely am, because Villa are, you know, a really, really good side. But Asensio can play. He can play. So if you bring him into FPL thinking, well, yeah, he can't play in Europe, he can. Mm. He absolutely can. The only one that can't is Marlon.
Because he's not in their squad.
Because he's not in the Champions League squad. So lots to consider for Aston Villa over the next couple of weeks. No doubt about it.
Right now, if I put a gun to your head and said you have to pick one, which one would you pick?
Rodgers, probably.
Yeah, me too.
And I know that's boring, but I think I'd do Rodgers. And the goal today just kind of made me even go a bit more Rodgers, you know?
But that's why I didn't want to do it ahead of the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was totally. I'll go Rodgers today out of fear. Whereas I want to make this judgment not based on fear, but based on potential and potential for the starts and all of that stuff. So one of them
is going to go mad against Southampton.
What? Yes, they are.
One of them.
But I kind of feel like the one that goes mental against Southampton might not be the one that goes mental in the double game week.
Maybe.
Because I just wonder whether the one that goes mental against Southampton isn't going to be in the starting 11 for the doubles, you know?
Yeah, it's hard. Totally. Anything really hard to say about Forest? There was a few wildcarders this week, and even a few in 30 that were like, well, maybe you keep your Elangas, maybe you keep your defenders, maybe I think you bought in Matt Sells as your goalkeeper.
At a last minute change of heart on goalkeepers.
Thoughts on Forest going forward? Let's have a look at their fixtures. We know that they don't double, but they also don't blank. So if you haven't, for whatever reason, got the free hit, they are good picks, particularly with the fixture like Brentford at home in 34. Their running looks good, by the way. Well, that's, you know, it's just Forest running. Looks good. They definitely got every chance they were top four.
But that's why I was really struggling with the Elanga pick and the Villa picks, because I felt like Elanga for the next couple of weeks. So for the next couple of weeks, I've got, apart from 33 because I'm bench boosting, next week I've got huge benching headaches because obviously I've got my three Newcastle and my three Palace who take up then, you know, six. So they're six taking lots, over yeah. half of yeah, my yeah, squad. Yeah. So that means
you're not going to not play them.
And you have to play all of them three because they're, you know, they've got double game, all of them six, sorry, because they've got the double game week. So when I was looking at that fifth midfielder slot, which for me for a while now has been with Elanga, I was kind of like, well, you're not going to get on my bench anyway. Even if I bring in a Villa player, I'm going to really struggle to play you against Southampton because of there's other players that, you know, I'm not going to bench a Saka or a Salah.
Salah. Right.
Just not. And then my other midfielders are from Crystal Palace and Newcastle. My front three, I mean, I'd have to bench somebody like Marmoush probably in order to play my fifth midfielder.
Yeah.
So in the end, I decided, well, I won't go Villa, and I'll ride out the Southampton game, and it's going to feel horrendous, but it is what it is, and I'll keep Elanga. The Gabriel injury had a massive impact in my thinking about the goalkeeper, because at one point I was keeping, well, for pretty much the whole of my wildcard, I was keeping Raya and Timber. And then the Timber yellow was there, and I was a bit worried about that. So in the end, I decided to move back to Saliba for a bit of safety.
Yeah,
and
but not Raya.
And I decided to go without Raya
because
I just didn't fancy Arsenal clean sheets to really stick that much. And I thought that Saliba might offer some more aerial threat without Gabriel there from set pieces.
Sure, yeah.
So I decided to move to Sells in goal. And as part of that move from to Sells in goal, I lost Williams, who actually was bang unlucky not to get more than...
Good little play. He's doing well for him, isn't he? Williams, yeah. Nico, yeah.
And
there
was a really, really fantastic opportunity that he had. And I was like,
I wouldn't mind having him back at Liverpool, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I bet
like
you
that.
Might. You sold him though, didn't you? You didn't loan him. Yeah, proper sell. So I moved him to Aaron Wan-Bissaka for the Southampton game in the bench boost. And he's going to sit on the bench for the rest of the season after that. But Matt Sells came in. Was I expecting a clean sheet in this one? No.
Not Villa Park. No.
I wasn't. So people kept saying to me, oh, you must be so disappointed. I wasn't really, because I wasn't expecting a clean sheet out of him against Villa. I was expecting Villa to play well. I was pleased with this. I mean, he got picked up a couple of save points, which was great.
Fine,
so.
Yeah. He'd have a good
you know,
game.
From that perspective, I'm quite pleased with him. And I think with the fixtures moving forward, yes, it means I haven't picked a goalkeeper that doubles. But sometimes the single game week players are just the way you should go. Yeah. And with limitations on the others because of how I'd invested elsewhere, Sells felt like a good pick.
Okay. All right. As Phil B quite rightly says in the chat, Nico Williams been man of the match for the past three games, playing out of position
really
in
good.
Two of them. Yeah, he's been very, very good indeed, Phil. No doubt about it. Let's continue to focus on the double game week players then. So let's go to Arsenal because they've got Brentford at home in 32 and then an Ipswich Crystal Palace double in 33. So there's a reason why many of us have been going there on our wild cards and trebling up on Arsenal. And Saka, very popular after he was back with a bang last week, but again benched in this game, which I think given they've got the Real Madrid game coming up in midweek, you can sort of understand that. You can sort of understand that Arteta might have wanted to just give him some minutes rather than start with him.
And more minutes this time than he got last week as well.
More minutes this time than last week, yeah. So he's kind of still building him up. You've got to think that he's going to chuck him in from the start against Real. I can't imagine that he's not going to go into Real without starting Saka.
I think once he starts Saka again, that's it. He'll continue to start then. I don't think he'll play him for 90 minutes against Real Madrid and then not play him again at the weekend. I think once he's back, he's back. Was I surprised to see him bench? No, not really. Did I think we might potentially get something off the bench from him like we did last week? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Did you put him in your wild card?
Yes.
You did, yeah. And I think that's sensible because of the double game week coming up. You and I were on Sky on Saturday, so I know there was a bit of a leak of team news, wasn't there, that he was going to be benched. But we had no time to react to that, quite frankly.
And
so
I wouldn't
he was
have
in
changed
my starting
it.
11. Well, I think I might have, actually.
What would you have done?
Well, I benched Foden first sub, and I think I would have switched Saka to Foden had I had time and got the news, but I didn't. So I was stuck with Saka. Now, in the end, it's been...
Sort of wiped his face,
it's fine.
Didn't it?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. But it could have been different, right?
Yeah.
Could have been different. But no time to react to that news, given that we were working at the time.
I suppose I might have changed it, actually, because I probably would have... I probably wouldn't have benched Munoz on that basis because I was struggling with that anyway. So had I known Saka was benched, I probably would have swapped them two over.
Yeah, I can see why you might have done that, to be fair. Yeah, but listen, you know...
Shame
Arsenal...
the cartel didn't think to tell us, Ailey.
Yeah, mad, yeah.
Terrible.
Wouldn't mind being part of this cartel.
Yeah, how do you get in? How do you get in?
I don't know. You should know.
I don't know. They don't talk to me.
One thing's for sure, by the time they say cut at Sky and it's like we're getting the mics off and saying thanks to the producer... It's 5:11 by the time we got time to do anything, isn't it? It's
I mad. Just want to take my shoes off.
Yeah.
I had the most uncomfortable pair of shoes ever in the world on.
Yeah, and there was a lot of, you're right, FPL Yellow Army, there was a lot of cartel stuff, a lot of controversy about the Saka leak, but
come on, guys,
it's no big deal, is it? Come on,
I'm
really
is. Do you know what, though? As much as I joke about it, I don't want to be part of any nonsense. I get enough grief as it is. I don't need any more grief in my life.
Yeah, you guys are saying, aren't you in the cartel?
Are you joking? Jesus.
God.
Have you seen us?
Be kicked out in minutes.
I bashed my elbow on the wall coming in. And
were you
talked
here for
about
the first
Alexander
5 minutes
on...
of the live stream? Yeah.
Talked about Isak's groin. I'm not invited anywhere, cool or important.
Maybe you should call the cartel and say, I am a doctor. I know about these things.
I wouldn't know who to call. Who is
I've
even
had a
in
on
it?
The groin.
And don't I'm, say and that and I'm because people people will clip that. You saying I've had a I'm not repeating it because I will get clipped.
That will get clipped. I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Arsenal, you've got your three assets in place or no?
No.
So you've got Saliba and Saka.
So this was another reason for the goalkeeper switch at the last minute because I had this like real. Sudden burning desire to have another Arsenal attacker on my wildcard.
Okay.
And when I'm looking at it, I was like, I don't know who. I don't know who it is. I don't know what to think about the Champions League stuff. I don't really know where. So why don't you just go in without? Go with two. Have Saliba, have Saka. And then it gives you an opportunity to watch Everton, watch the Real Madrid game, see what's happening in game week 32 and then go in and then again the Champions League and then go in for game week 33.
Fair enough. Yeah,
so that's
what
I decided to do.
And I'm in a similar-ish position, well, sort of, insofar as I've got Saka and Raya.
Mm.
I've also got Gabriel sitting there, haven't I? And I
of course,
potentially
yeah.
got to do something about him. His injury is a fly in the ointment, no doubt about it, because when I played my wild card, I set it up for the 3 weeks of assistant manager, thinking, right, I'm almost going to kind of just disengage with FPL a little bit and just play the mini game.
Mm.
Whereas you guys all did when you played the AM a few weeks ago on Moyes and Emery and stuff, right? I was like, right, it felt like you guys were all playing a mini game around AM. So what I was planning to do was, okay, well, I want my team to carry me through those 3 weeks and I'm going to use my transfers to switch around.
Mm-hmm.
It's not impossible, and I'm still considering it, making a transfer, switching my AM for game week 32 and then switching it again for 33. I am considering that because I played it Thomas Frank this week, did all right-ish. I've got a choice between Glasner and Howe, isn't it, next week on the double. And then on 34, I make another choice then about do I go for Glasner again?
33.
Sorry, 33. Do I go Glasner again, chase some upside? Do I go for Arteta and maybe stay a bit safe? So I've not ruled out switching it three times. And I know that takes up transfers, but that's why I did wildcard and then AM, because I wanted it to go through. But with the Gabriel injury...
But you're not bench boosting. So
well, this is it.
So you potentially can
correct.
Just
yeah,
leave
correct.
Gabriel sat there. Now, it would mean you can't treble up on Arsenal for the double.
There you go. That's it, isn't it? That's it. But equally, you know, I've got Foden sitting there. Oh, do I fancy him now for this double for City? I don't really, based on how he's playing. And I've got, you know, probably would like a Villa in there somewhere as well, which I haven't really got. So there's a lot to consider. There's a
How
lot
many
to
transfers
consider.
Have you got? Did you have any in your bag before your wild card?
No, I didn't. No. So I've just gone
but
through.
You've rolled this week.
Yeah. So I've got some stuff to play with. I have got stuff to play with, but I was hoping to just be very focused on the mini game that is the assistant manager. And I don't know between Glasner and
but
Howe.
But remember,
yet,
at my point, I made sacrifices when I was playing the assistant manager by not getting in the players that I wanted to and not making other changes.
100%, that's absolutely been the case, because that's why I've got Ruben Dias and not Vardiol, because I couldn't stretch. I needed the money for AM.
Yeah, but once the assistant manager was active for me, I had these issues, didn't I? Where I can't think back to who it was now, and I had an injury and I needed to deal with it, and I didn't deal with it because of this. And I think that is just part of the nonsense that is playing the chips at the moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess you'll just have to see where you are ahead of game week 33.
Mm. And I guess when you think you're right, if I was bench boosted in 32, 33, I'd absolutely want free Arsenal.
You'd have to
go there. But because I'm not, and I've got to not play four players, including the keeper.
Yeah, because you've got three City. You've got...
I haven't. I've got... Oh, I have, sorry. Diaz, Foden and Mamouche. Yep, I have,
You've got two Palace plus... Probably the manager.
No, I've got three. I've got Munoz and I've got Saar and I've got Mateta.
Ooh.
And then I've got three Newcastle.
Ooh.
For next
week.
Yeah,
but they don't play in... So next week you've got six each.
Yes.
Done. So you'd actually have to sell a player to get either of those managers.
Correct. Yeah, so Howe and...
This is a random decision by you.
Howe and Glasner, I need to take out a Munoz, a Saar, Mateta, Murphy, Isak or Livramento.
Well, so far, Saar's the obvious sell of those, But we don't know what happens tomorrow night, if an injury is happening or what have you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, so, lots to consider.
Up in the air, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, lots to consider. Yeah. But, you know, transfers in the banks, that's fine. We can deal with it. We can deal with it. It's just, again, and I'm not going to go off on another AM rant, but it's just so swingy, isn't it? It's just so swingy. I got 10 points out of Frank this week, which is all right. But a goal either way in that game, and I'm either on like 20 or zero. It's just mad, isn't it? It's mad. A goal either way, and I can be like plus 10 or minus 10. It just feels so, so swingy.
Yeah.
Unbelievably swingy.
There were some big assistant manager scores as well this week, because there were quite a few upsets.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Arsenal versus Everton. Anything to say else about Everton then, from their perspective?
Don't like the fixtures. They've not got a double.
Move on a bit, I think.
I think they'd be the sort of club that if you have them, you'd sell in favour of getting doublers in.
Yeah, Forest away up next week, and then Man City at home in the big double 33. All right, they're playing 34, but it's Chelsea away. And then the running doesn't look too bad from 35 onwards.
But from 35 onwards, that's when we're all thinking about changing things up again anyway with our investment. So
yeah.
If you want to go them, you can go later. But by then, it's probably all over anyway.
All right, bit of an avoid then from an Everton perspective. Let's talk about the other side of Merseyside. Let's get this out of the way. Fulham 3, Liverpool 2. Only our second defeat of the season. First away defeat of the season. I was so frustrated at this game. I think the first 45 minutes was probably the worst we've played under Slot. Definitely for that 15 minutes where we conceded the three goals was the worst defending I've seen in years. I mean, talk about...
Because obviously I didn't see
all of them. All of them. There was one moment at 0-0 where Konate tries to Cruyff turn his way out the box, gets caught, and it's potentially a penalty by Kelleher on, I think it's Muniz. But we get away with it. We get away with it. And Van Dijk and somebody else have a coming together and he get away with it. And then about 2 or 3 minutes later, the ball comes in and Konate slices it high and out for a corner.
Right.
And in my head, I'm like, these boys, their head's not in the game here. Their head's not in the game. And then defensive calamity after defensive calamity. Robbo, what he's doing on the third one? I have absolutely no idea. Now, fair play, you know, Fulham, every time we made a mistake there, they punished us. Absolutely punished.
Right.
And they got good finishers and they deserve to be 3-1 up. Our goal is out of nothing, right? It's a 0.05 XG
the
shot
Lewis
from Maka.
One. Oh, no, Maka one.
Maka's goal. Have you seen it?
No.
It's a belter. It's a cracking goal. And don't get me wrong, I was up. I was loving it. 0.05. It's out of nowhere. Gravenberch wins it and he just smashes it. It's an unbelievable goal. But we did. And I don't want to sound like a broken record. I really don't. But how many times have I sat here on a Sunday and I've gone, we sleepwalk? Liverpool are so bloody arrogant, right? We're such an arrogant team. We go, we're like sleepwalking through that game and then Maka scores one and we're all like, ho-ho, don't worry. God, we've been bad, but phew, we're bloody good, aren't we? What a goal from Maka. And then we just rest on our laurels. And you can't do that in the Premier League. You just can't do it. You will get punished. And we absolutely got punished. They sleepwalked through that game. And if you sleepwalk for 15 minutes in the Premier League, bang, 3-1. And they fully deserved it, Fulham.
Yeah.
And we beat ourselves today. It was utter, utter shit, that game, from us in that first half. The second half was a slight improvement. The Diaz made a difference when he came on. I thought Gakpo looked really, really disinterested and not lively at all. I do genuinely believe a lot of our lack of creativity, when Salah's not on it, obviously, you lose the goal threat, but you lose the creativity and you take Trent out as well. We did not look like creating anything in that first 45 minutes. And in the second half, it was just as abject, really.
Right.
You take Trent out of that team and the passes from defence through to midfield or the balls over the top, the balls in transition in key parts of the game are really missing without him. And if he does go to Real Madrid in the summer, which it looks highly likely he's going to, we are going to look a very different team next year.
Mm.
We're going to be very different. I think, and I haven't really said this much, I think Slot has come in and he's done a wonderful job. I'm not saying he hasn't. He's done a wonderful job. But he's inherited a Klopp team, right? We didn't buy anybody in the summer.
No.
And we bought Chiesa in January and he's not used him. I don't know why. Because I think he actually does have some creativity.
He's not fit.
Of course he's fit. He plays in the cups and stuff.
Doesn't look fit when I watch him.
Doesn't matter. He has got a creative bone in his body, unlike a lot of the others in that game.
Oh, he's a good player.
I would give him a chance. Get him on the pitch, right?
Maybe it's match fitness that he needs.
So I'm looking at it and I'm going, well, no Trent next year. Van Dijk and Salah, who knows? it's going to look different next year. And this year, Slot has taken, he's taken that team and he's come in and he's gone, bloody hell, this lot are good. Just do what you do.
Mm.
And I'm not saying he hasn't done a good job. He has, no doubt about it. But you take Trent out of that team, Salah goes off it for a couple of weeks, and it looks really different. It looks really, and we were abject against PSG. Mm. They outballed us. They haven't got, Villa haven't got a hope. I'm sorry, Villa fans. PSG will annihilate you. And then we looked abject in the League Cup final. We were lucky in the Merseyside derby. Could easily have dropped points there. We've gone beaten by Fulham here. We got to get this league done and dusted, I'm telling you, because we're going to limp over the line. Absolutely going to limp over the line. But fair play to Fulham. They were good. And the Muniz goal is a touch of class. Absolutely class. So the little touch over his head and gives Van Dijk a little nudge and then slots it between Keller's legs. Take nothing away. Unbelievably good goal.
He's helped us win Sleeper this week, I think. I brought him in.
Good.
From the top of Hotspur Stadium today. We were struggling for a team, so I brought him in. He's thinking, well, he's starting, let's see what happens. And I think he's going to win it for us. Him and Maka and Brennan saving the day today.
And as George says, as long as you win it, though, yes, George, absolutely. As long as we win it, I'll be put back in my box and it's fine. But the reason I wanted to go on that little rant is because I've been saying for a couple of weeks now, and you can testify to this, and the patrons can testify to this, because I said it on Ohana on Thursday, and on the Thursday before last. If you want to go without Mo Salah, and this is why I asked this question on the thumbnail, and I've asked it in the poll as well, and 73% of you right now are saying, absolutely not, don't sell him. And I totally agree. I totally agree. But if you're chasing in mini leagues right now, and you want to do stuff with that Salah money, that means you have a chance to win a mini league. I do not hate it.
But my issue,
I think you can sell him.
But my issue is, Lee, if we were talking about a time where we had Palmer and Saka and Haaland and everyone else was performing really well
this
and this happened.
100%.
Then I'm with you.
If
I could understand
was here,
it.
Different conversation.
But even if it was Palmer and Saka and Trent was still here, you'd have a conversation around it. But I can't see any justifiable reason to sell Salah right now on the basis that you don't need that money across the rest of your team. And the nature of his ownership right now, because Haaland isn't available, because Trent isn't available, because Saka's been out injured, Salah's ownership is through the roof. And if you take him out, yes, you absolutely give yourself the potential to go through the roof in a wildcard team because you can, you know, beat your mini league rivals because you go for somebody different in that spot. But it's not a financial decision.
Mm.
But it also has the adverse effect in that you could easily absolutely kill your season by doing it.
The downside
is much bigger than the upside.
Too big for the upside. I understand it. And if the upside was a Haaland in a double game week, it's a different conversation. As Webby says, you're quite right, Webby, we don't need the money.
We don't.
That's a fact.
It's fundamental. If we had a situation where, you know, we had Palmer in form and Saka back from injury fully and in form, and Trent was still available, and Haaland was here with a double game week, then at that point you've got a serious conversation to
be
had. That'd
be bloody interesting, I tell you.
It would, but we don't have that. We've lost the most expensive defender in the game. We've lost the most expensive player in the game.
Mm.
The other two midfielders that are expensive, one of them's in poor form and the other one's coming back from injury. So and you can have both of them alongside Salah without compromising the rest of your team too much. So I can't see any reason to sell him. All right, he's not in the best of form, but the risk of getting rid of him is just too great.
Yeah, I agree with the 73% of you in the poll that are saying absolutely not. So I think the answer to the question on the thumbnail is, you know, can we actually sell Salah? I think you can. I think you can. But should you? No, because his EO is so high. All we got to do is get a penalty. And he gets a penalty, free bonus points, and you're sunk, aren't you?
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
And the fixtures are there.
Because the EO is so high. Yeah, sure. But anyway, rant over. Thank you for listening to that, guys. I need to get it off my chest because it was such a bad performance
today.
It was
a little bit of FPL therapy, that was.
I needed it. It was so poor today from Liverpool and so frigging cocky, like so arrogant.
I don't know what that's like because my team,
no, I know.
We don't ever have that.
I know, but I feel like they all feel like they're already champions and we're just walking to this league. I'm telling you, if the competition was better, if Arsenal were beating Everton or if City were beating United,
well, you
today,
were lucky this weekend.
Different.
Forest have lost.
They've all given up, haven't they?
Man City have
Yeah.
Drop points. Arsenal have drop points. Chelsea have drop points. Everyone around you, with the exception of Villa.
And a lot of them
Villa.
Have already got other stuff to worry about. Arsenal have got bloody Real Madrid to worry about,
they
right?
They have, absolutely.
Thank you for the super chat, Joseph Maloney.
Joseph, I had a lovely chat with Joseph this week.
It's always a lovely chat with Joseph, one of our patrons for a very long time, Joseph. It's been a bad few weeks for us. I think he means Liverpool. Something going on behind the scenes. Not just contracts, a big clear out, but what's coming in, we need to get it done. You're right, mate. I think this is going to be our busiest window for some time. For some time. We need a lot of players, which, if we do end up winning the league, which looks highly likely, it seems weird to say, cool, Liverpool need, you know, big changes. But I'm telling you, we do. No, we need two. We need a fullback on each side.
Yes.
We need a number nine. We need a backup for Salah, who's actually decent. And we need probably some legs in centre-half as well. Probably. And let's not forget that Alisson is no spring chicken either.
I'm
although
still
we have
injured
got,
and I thought he was back for this weekend.
We have got the guy whose name I always can't pronounce, Mamardashvili, isn't it? We've got him out on loan. He's coming in. He's a decent keeper. Thank you to Angela Castro Jenkins. Thank you, Angela, for becoming an FPL family member. Welcome to the channel.
Welcome to the channel, Angela.
Particularly after that first 5 or 10 minutes of the live stream. Why the hell you'd want to join us, I do not know, but thank you very much for coming.
I think we are quite funny.
Are we?
I think so.
I think you are.
Maybe we're just like the fun nonsense. Like, maybe we're the light-hearted part of the FPL community.
I think with FPL you have to be, don't you?
You can go to the heavy data, the people, you know, with all the, you know, the big brains, the Harrys.
The big brains,
Or then
the
you
cartels.
Can come to... Yeah. No, don't say Harry's in the
Harry's
cartel.
Harry's not in the cartel.
Harry's
absolutely.
Not.
He was getting some stick, wasn't he?
I can't... Right,
very unnecessary.
I have issue with this.
Very unnecessary.
I have issue with anyone giving Harry stick for anything, because that boy is a wonderful human being.
He is a
He's
great
He's like
lad.
A little brother to me.
We
and
know
if
him
anyone
very well,
gives
don't
Harry
we?
Any grief, they'll have me to answer to.
There you go. That's you said. Yeah. That's you told.
I love Harry. I won't have anyone say a bad word against Harry. He's not got a bad bone in his body, that boy.
He's so good, isn't he? He's
such
a nice lad.
Such
and he's
a
done so
human
well
being.
With his channel. He's done brilliant. He's done brilliant. Him and Oscar on the fantasy show on Friday. Oscar's first time on TV, wasn't it?
I thought Oscar smashed it.
Go on, Oscar.
And also,
nice
when Oscar
lad.
Said this was my first time on TV, I was genuinely shocked by that.
Yeah, first time
I was
time
like, sorry,
anything.
What do you mean that's your first time on TV?
Yeah.
Get yourself on TV more often, Oscar.
Good, isn't
you
it?
Looked great. It was great. Well done.
The two of them, very, very good indeed.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
So, Angela, welcome. Welcome to the
sorry,
channel.
Sorry, I don't know and, why the tangent came out for me. I just decided I wanted to give Harry some love.
No, me neither. But if you want to join Angela and the others that are supporting our channel, there is a little join button right next to the subscribe. So hit subscribe first. Then hit the join button if you want to join Angela and in supporting the channel. So thank you, Angela. Welcome to the FPL Family channel. Fulham, anything else to say about that, about them? With Bournemouth away up next, Chelsea at home in the big 33, Southampton at home in 34, and then a mixed run-in. It doesn't feel like a team we're going to be investing in, no?
Well, I Ooh, think on... Okay. No, I agree with you. Don't they have the perfect fixture in game week 34 for our free hit teams?
Well, they do. Yeah, Southampton away. We are going to be investing in them. That is true.
So, I think that's part of the reason why I was happy to sell Robinson on wildcard, because come 34, the free hit chip's active and I'll get three of them.
Yeah. Which three would you have based on
well,
what we're
seeing?
Well,
that's the challenge. That is the challenge. Because
he's looking good, isn't he?
Right? Yeah, but we've had this point. He's quite... Streaky,
yeah,
he's quite streaky,
right word, yeah.
And you never really know with Jimenez and Munoz up top who's going to get the
Robinson
start.
Robinson probably going to get a nod, isn't
Robinson it? Probably. Little shout out to Duncan Ladkin, who's another one of our patrons that I did a Patreon call with this week. He is on a rogue strategy because he's got every chip remaining. So we had a brilliant chat this week where we were setting up for a game week 36 bench boost. And so we ended up getting Sessegnon in his team.
Ooh,
he had
lovely stuff.
So today he had Sessegnon and Brennan Johnson.
Oh, differentials galore.
So it was like mental today. So when that happened, I screenshotted the Sessegnon goal and messaged him in the Slack and was like, Duncan, what is happening? Bren's on a brace and this has happened.
Very nice indeed. The only other thing just to keep an eye on, not that any of us are going mad on Liverpool, but Conor Bradley being back, I think is pretty big.
That'll help, won't it?
I think it will massively help with the shape. The way that he attacks, I think it will help Salah, et cetera, et cetera. Let's move on because I've had enough ranting about that one. What else do you want to discuss? I mean, we're on 53 minutes already. I mean, we're not really covering these games very quickly, but we do. Palace is probably one we should do, right? Yeah. Palace are in everyone's thoughts, not least because they've just beaten Brighton 2-1, but have now got a double-double. Let's have a look at what that double-double looks like. Remind ourselves, next week in 32, City and Newcastle both away, both table bonus games for Oliver Glasner, if you are that way inclined. And then game week 33, Bournemouth at home, Arsenal away. Is Bournemouth a table bonus game now? It probably is, no? That's one to check.
Well, and might again, not be by and the time that I was going to say, right? And again, we can check that now, but again, you have to check it before. Who am I looking at? Bournemouth.
Bournemouth and Palace.
No, they're exactly one place behind each other. Bournemouth in 10th, Palace in 11th.
Okay, so that is unlikely to be a table bonus game, but of course the Arsenal game will be. So, yeah, a double-double for Palace. Then what did you make of their performance against Brighton? Mateta back on the scoreline with... I thought I read a tweet that said that was the Premier League's fastest goal this season from Mateta.
Really?
I'm like, yeah. I was like, really? Can't believe there's not a quicker goal than that. What was it, like 2:09 or something like that?
I don't know. Chelsea nearly scored one in midweek. I will just say that.
Was that, you chat can tell us. Was that the quickest goal from Mateta so far this season?
I'd have to look it up.
I think the stats say it is, but I was surprised to see that stat.
Just a word of note that if Newcastle did lose...
Against Fulham? Against Leicester.
Then it wouldn't be a table bonus game.
Which?
Newcastle and Palace.
Newcastle and Palace. Oh, coming up next game week. Mm. Okay, well, we're all expecting to beat Leicester, aren't we? Yeah. But, you know.
Just word of note.
Stranger things about
Palace. I did something. Okay. Here's confessional time.
I was surprised when you did this.
Forgive me, Father, I have sinned. I have spent how many weeks now loving on Muniz? Those of you that regularly listen to me on the official FPL pod will know that he has become some sort of weird obsession of mine, an object of my affection. We don't really know why.
The first game week you had him in?
So I bring him in, but then I really struggled, right? Because I bring him in, and it was the last minute goalkeeper change that did it, because I was playing him all week, and then the last minute goalkeeper change threw me, because I was benching my second Arsenal, you see?
Yeah.
So then when I got rid of Rare, I thought, oh, God. What do I do now? I've got Gvardiol. I don't feel like I can bench Gvardiol. I've got Saliba, but only Saliba now. And Arsenal defence, if it keeps a clean sheet, and let's be honest, Everton don't score a lot of goals.
Yeah.
I can't really be benching him. And then, who else did I have, Lee?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Newcastle player?
Oh, yeah. Livramento.
Yeah.
I thought, can't bench him. He's got Leicester.
Yeah.
So I've got them three, and then I've got Munoz. And then I'm looking at my midfield going, okay, well, I can't bench Saka or Salah. I can't bench...
I get it. It was difficult to get Munoz.
So it was really hard.
Yeah.
So in the end, I made the decision that I had to bench Munoz, and I hated myself for it. And then when you said to me, oh, Sam, Brighton have scored, I was like, oh thank God.
Yeah.
The relief. And then I walk in the living room as the guys from Soccer Saturday go, and Munoz! And I was like, oh, you're joking.
You just can't bench the lad. I've been there.
You've
right?
done it a few
I've
times.
I've had him a long time. I've benched it. I've benched Halls for him a couple of times. I've learnt the hard way. You just don't bench him.
I just don't
bench Munoz. And the next couple of game weeks, you're not going to, are you? So it's fine.
Well, no, I won't. And the answer actually this week was to bench Saliba, but it didn't feel like that at the time heading into the deadline. So I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry, Daniel. I made a mistake. I won't do it again. Having said that, Eze has come in absolutely clutch for me on wildcard.
Yeah, good, right?
Yes.
Two assists for Eze, very good indeed.
So that was lovely. And obviously I paired him with my main man, Mateta, up top. So had I played all three of my Palace assets, I'd have been absolutely laughing this week.
Yeah, there's another one that I think, fair play if you did go for Eze, because not only is Saar a little bit cheaper, but all the stats over the last kind of five or six games suggested that Saar was the one that was going to... You know, yeah. He had all the XGI and all the XA and everything else. He was the one at the top of the stats table.
There was an article, and I'm just going to give a little shout. I don't normally do this, but I will do this week, because Tom Freeman wrote an article on Scout about Eze and Saar, and I was really torn. And that article swung it for me, and it was about how Eze was just starting to find a bit of groove. And I thought, I've got the money, because as we go back to that conversation we had about Salah,
yeah,
we don't,
loads of money.
You know, I've got loads of money. I've still got 3 million or something in the bank. So why don't I just go there? And if I'm wrong, it's easy to pull the money out again. So let's just go there and see what happens. So shout out to Tom Freeman, and it was an excellent article.
Yeah, very, very good indeed. I think, again, I think because I needed the money for the assistant manager, would I?
Yeah, no, but you're in a different spot again because of that.
I know, but I don't think I can legit sit here and say money no object, I'd have gone for Eze over Sarr. I don't think. Mm. I think I was always picking Sarr because analytics FC told me to, right?
And the form was better for him going into the game week. So it would have made sense, yeah.
So anyone that's now looking at their three Palace players for this double-double, is it... I mean, it's Munoz and Mateta and then Eze, I guess, right?
I think so.
Probably those three.
I feel like I'm on the right three, but I also feel like at any moment Sarr could return. So I don't feel like if you're on Sarr, I don't feel like you massively have to change that.
I wouldn't either. I think whatever you've got now,
you hold.
Stick with it. And there's a pretty good chance two of them are going to be Mateta and Munoz.
Unless you're going to move to an assistant manager?
Well, yes, maybe. Well, let's have that conversation now then, because...
Well, I guess for you, it's going to also partly depend on Newcastle tomorrow night, right?
Well, it is.
Because if Livramento was to suddenly get injured...
Yes, of course.
Or Murphy.
Or if Isak, you know, comes on and he's risked and then, you know, there's a bigger problem with him. Maybe I'll do that.
Maybe it's Howe instead.
But right now, I have a straight choice between the two. And it's going to cost me two free transfers to do, right? Because I'm going to have to take a player out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to transfer a manager in. Yeah. So it's going to cost me two.
Which you've got.
Which is fine. It is really a straight choice between... you know, chasing table bonus and not, isn't it? Let's face it. I mean, Palace have got City away and Newcastle away. And Newcastle have got Manchester United at home, Crystal Palace at home. So you'd fancy Newcastle for both of those games, but neither is table bonus. And you probably wouldn't fancy necessarily Palace to get a result in either of those two games, but they are table bonus. It is the quintessential...
It's a dilemma.
Assistant manager,
and I think
table bonus chase or not, isn't it?
It is. And the other thing with it is that you also have that dilemma of next week. Like, so you're still going to have the 33 thing in the back of your head, because if you go to Howe, then you're almost certainly going to move it again.
To a doubler.
A doubler for 33, because you have to. It's the same thing I did. And when I was playing it into 30... When did I do it? 24, 25, 26. When I was going into the double, the second... You know, you play it for the double-double, right? So you have to be on a doubler. So it feels all kinds of wrong in this instinct to not just go for the one that's got two doubles. It makes a lot more sense because of the table bonus thing as well. Whereas the last time, the double-double was Liverpool and you didn't get any table bonus for slots. So it made sense to go Moyes, Emery and move about a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is difficult. And I guess tomorrow night's game is going to be quite important, because if you end up with an injury to a Newcastle player... then actually maybe that answers your question, because then it's just, you know, you don't have to sell one of your Palace assets. You'd still be trebled up on both sides, but it does cause you a little bit of grief for the weekend after.
It's tough. I mean, if I was to go Howe and then let's say...
Well, probably you'd avoid Glasner altogether, wouldn't you, then, at that point? Because you just keep your Palace players.
I think so, because then you'd be Palace against Bournemouth, who don't have... I mean, that's not looking like a table bonus game. And then Arsenal, which would be, but it's Arsenal away. So if you went for Howe next week, I think you'd be...
It would probably be Emery,
Howe,
would it?
And Arteta.
Not Emery. Because Arteta you already trebled up on, so it's another hit. You're taking
true,
a minus four.
I've got Gabriel's a problem. God,
so you've got minus
right
four
that,
for
yeah.
Arteta. You'd have to do a minus four for Pep. And so you'd have to go Emery.
I'd have to do Emery. Yeah, you're right. God, I didn't think about that. Yeah, so it'd have to be probably Howe and Emery.
Which I don't think is terrible, because Emery's got Man City. There's not going to be much table bonus for Emery, though. You're just going to...
No,
they're up
I mean,
to,
none. I mean,
where
Newcastle
are they now?
And Man City.
They're up to... Yeah, because they're sixth. So you're not getting any table bonus.
Yeah, that's true.
So you'd be playing... Whereas when I played it, I did get table bonus out of Emery against you lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I can sell Gabriel. He's out for the season.
But
I
then
can
you're
bring
on a minus
somebody.
Four.
Then I'm on a minus four, of course, absolutely. Or I just put my knob on the block and just go Glasner. And just chase the table bonus.
Pull your groin.
Tug on the groin. I mean, that's the balls out move, isn't it? That is the season make or season breaking.
Particularly
move.
Yeah, because the risk here is that you sell Ismaila Sarr. Palace don't win the game or don't draw the game, but Sarr scores, and the swing
100%
is ridiculous.
This is why I hate this chip. I hate this chick.
Okay, so all right. I take on board everything you've just said, but I question the decision-making process in your wild card to get three Newcastle and three Palace when you knew this was happening.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know which of the managers I wanted to go for. So there I am on the wild card, banking transfers, knowing that I'm going to need them to play the mini game.
But why not leave a space in both teams in that case?
Well, then I'm going into it. I wanted to go for three Newcastle and three Palace, so I'm ready for game week 32.
I understand that, but so in my head, you know Newcastle aren't double-doubling. You know Palace have got the chance. I think I'd have just gone without Salah.
Yeah, maybe. And then maybe I'd have gone Rodgers, who actually scored this week.
Yeah.
And that's maybe, yeah, in hindsight, maybe that was the move in 30. And there was a draft where I had Asensio in it, if you remember.
I do remember. One of your early drafts.
Rather than Sarr. So, yeah, absolutely. In hindsight, that probably was the right thing to do. I think I'm probably going to do Glasner and just chase the table bonus, knowing full well that could be zero. It could be zero.
I mean,
but it is what it is. That's the AM, isn't it?
Yeah, but Palace have been playing well. I think.
Do they lose their next four games, Palace?
No. So I can't see that. And I think when you look at how the other teams have been performing, Newcastle's difficult. That's difficult. They're in good form. That's a hard game.
The Newcastle playing assets, though, the players, I know we're spending too much time on this, but they're probably not as good as the Palace players. Like Mateta, Munoz and Sarr in my case, that's three strong players, particularly Munoz.
Yeah, I mean, selling Jacob Murphy feels better.
Isak Murphy and Livramento. Selling Livramento or Murphy feels better than selling Sarr. Or definitely selling Munoz. I don't want to sell Munoz.
I think if you're going to sell a Palace player, it has to be Sarr. You can't sell Daniel or JP.
No clean sheets there, though. Is there in the next four?
You just sat there and said you
I
can't
know.
Bench him because he hauls. Now you're suggesting selling him.
Yeah, as Phil B is saying in the chat, a draw in a table bonus game is worth more than a win for a non-table bonus game. And I think, you know, you know, having arrived at this point, I think I've got to. I mean, if it comes off, if I get even a couple of games worth of table bonus there out of Glasner, even a couple of draws, that's big. Look, it's huge.
In reality, I will tell you now, it's not fun. When the manager is playing in these doubles, those two games against Liverpool, owning Emery and earning Moyes, were just awful. They were horrendous and they were decided quite late on. It will be the same here. It will not be a pleasant experience for you with Glasner.
Oh, Dan the Man has... Right, sorry to interrupt you. Dan the Man has said something else. Absolutely spot on. Lee, can you actually afford to take out Liver or Murphy for Howe? Because he's actually more than Glasner, isn't he? He's 1.5 million, not 0.8. So, Dan, probably not is the answer to that, mate, because
You'd have to take a hit. You'd have to sell Livramento or Murphy and you'd have to sell Gabriel. Gabriel to Kivior.
Because Livramento and Murphy are not expensive.
No, Gabriel to Kivior.
Yeah.
Would give you three Arsenal.
Yeah. I hadn't even considered that, Dan.
And then you'd have to find the money.
Chip.
Yeah, but
I don't like this chip at all.
I don't like to say it, darling, but I sort of think that you've screwed yourself. Because you've gone into it with three Newcastle and three Palace. You know you've got to play the chip. I don't understand why you went for Sarr. You should have just not had Sarr and it wouldn't have been a problem.
Okay.
Darling.
All right. Don't like this chip.
My love.
Anyway, that's what I'm thinking. Based on what Dan the Man has just said, I'm probably just going to go Glasner and get, like I said before, go all in on him. And it's either going to make my season or break my season. Happy days. Can't wait.
Like I said to you the other day, if you really, really hate it, if you've gone in on him and you really hate it after 32, just move to Emery for 33.
Well, I don't know if I can do that. So, Gabriel.
Emery.
Another hit. Oh, Villa. Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Enough talk about assistant manager because, frankly, I've had enough of it.
We'll have to talk about your team now.
Cannot wait.
Assistant manager Frank.
Cannot wait for next season. It's surely they've got to change it. Surely it's got to be 1 week. This 3 week lockout is just a bloody nightmare. Anyway, that's Palace. That's Brighton. What else do you want to discuss, given that we are now miles over?
No, let's just move to our teams. That's what everyone's here for.
Manchester derby, I mean...
What was the most boring derby in the world?
Often do we just skim over a Manchester derby like that?
But it was so dull.
It was dull, yeah.
I got in, I was really hungry. I sat down with some watermelon, and the watermelon was more interesting than that game.
Amazing.
It's my review.
I tell you what I loved is that I had Foden, Marmoush and Ruben Dias at the back. Dias getting booked within the first minute. Yeah, good. Really pleased about that. Oh, and then Vardial picks up the three bonus points.
Bonus points. I was happy with that.
So actually the difference between Vardial and Dias was actually 4 points, which largely negates quite a lot of my Frank AM. And I needed the money. That's why I bloody, again, another... Oh, this assistant manager's just a joke, isn't it? Just a joke.
You're not very happy tonight, are you, Dave?
No, I hate the assistant manager. Yeah, but it's crap. I don't... You can absolutely get in the bin.
But also, I think that this is partly to do with your team today.
I know, I appreciate it's partly
my
fault.
I think your team has upset you. This team.
My
I think
team. They've upset you. Yeah, they were
so you're in a
well.
Bad mood. So now you've decided the assistant manager is like the worst thing.
No,
even worse
no,
than normal.
Come on. From the minute it was announced, I've been negative about that
You
chip.
Have, but I think... I actually think...
Have I ever said anything positive about the assistant manager chip?
I think if Liverpool had won today, you'd have come here tonight with some points in the bag for Frank and gone, that's been all right so far. No, I do think you would have said that.
I don't think I've ever said anything good about it. I actually feel... I don't know what's worse, assistant manager chip or VAR. There's a poll. What do we hate more? VAR or the assistant manager chip?
I tell you what, when I was sat there today waiting 6 minutes for a VAR decision, they put it on the screen. It was Ben Davis's hand. And I was like, what are you doing? You can't measure it against the player's hand. You can't score with that.
You guys in the chat all said it's VAR easy. I love that.
I was hearing today in the crowd that apparently in Denmark, they're scrapping VAR.
Well, quite right too.
Yeah, but next week, Lee, you know, you can't moan about VAR anymore because you know what it is next weekend?
What?
It's automated, semi-automated VAR from next
weekend.
I think
it'll help. I do think that'll help.
No, it's going to break. You know it's going to break. It's going to be a really big thing. There's going to be a huge one, isn't there?
Yeah, and it just won't be working at that
point. And it won't work. Yeah. And it'll be for your assistant manager as well.
The data centre will be there. Can you imagine? Oh my God, can you imagine?
It's what's going to happen. Come back next Sunday night when the automated VAR is down so that Glasner doesn't get assistant manager points for Lee. Come back for that next week.
The VAR fucks up a Glasner win and I don't get my table bonus as a result. Can you imagine the hate?
It's inevitable. I feel like it's inevitable with you.
Jesus.
There's bound to be some drama.
VAR and the assistant manager chip, clash of the titans, clash of who could be the crappiest.
Lee, stop. Look for some positivity. Look, I see a green arrow.
A green arrow. A smidgen of a green arrow. Up 6%.
We're free to go.
Free to
go.
And a captain.
What could possibly go wrong, Lee?
What could possibly go wrong,
Leicester are going to win.
Leicester will win. Isak don't turn up.
Callum Wilson's going to start. Leicester are going to win the game.
Yeah, don't.
Oh, God.
Anyway, 40 points. A green arrow with 40 points feels very unusual. But listen, that's because Frank got me 10 points. Up to 390k. It's not where I want it to be. Hence the punt on Glasner. I think it's just... I just think it's the right thing to do because
Glasner.
Season can get in the bin.
He's been so good as well this season, Glasner.
Yeah, he's been great. Yeah, he's been great. And Mateta can score against anybody on his day, can't he? That's the team. Nothing that exciting to report. Munoz and Mateta doing the business. Nothing for Sarr. Ruben Dias comes in with the 5 versus Guardiola's 9. So that's crap as well. So yeah, all in all, just a crap week. Frank getting 10 is kind of meant that I've got a green arrow.
So
but frankly,
bitter at the minute.
Frankly, and that's not a pun, but frankly, you know, any week where
Give
you play the assistant manager and you don't get a green arrow, I remember it from a few weeks ago, right? The reds were unreal if you weren't playing it. So you should get greens when you're playing the assistant manager. And I've played it. I've got a green. It's not big, but after Newcastle beat Leicester tomorrow, hopefully... Isak does the business. What's his EO, Isak? Was there many Salah caps around this week? And Marmoush, there's a few Marmoush caps, wasn't there?
Yeah, there were. Salah was the most captained, I think. Hang on, I'll tell you. I'll have a look on... hang on, I've got the form. Hang on.
Yeah, I think Isak will be well captained, but I think Salah's EO was still quite high.
Captains, here we go.
Anyway, there it is.
I've got a feeling it was like 160 versus 106 or something.
106 for Isak.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Salah was captained by 5.2 million.
Okay.
But that can't be right. Haaland was the next most captained.
No, the guys are saying Isak's about 110%, so that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
1.2 million.
So anyway, that's the team. Yeah, Munoz, Mateta and Frank, those were the ones that saved it for me. Slight green arrow and then free to play tomorrow night. Your team, 36 on a wild card, the same three to play as well as Isak. captain. 360k, so only 4 points between us, and still 30k. So overall rank change of plus 6%. Vardy, I win with the 9. SA with the 9. Well, go on. I'm stealing your thunder. Go on, you talk us through it.
Yeah, stop stealing my thunder.
Go on.
Sales with a save point. Nice, thank you. Gvardiol and Isak saving the... and Eze saving the day. God, that was a bit of a premonition, saying Isak saves the day. Mateta with 8. Benching Munoz was just a saga, and it's a shame. But I'm actually quite pleased in some ways, because I do feel like often the week that you wildcard... it just turns into a nightmare, doesn't it? Like, often the first week of a wild card is not great, and we always go, but you wild cards for life, not just for Christmas.
It's not that great, is it?
What?
This is how it's turned out. For game week 30 wild carders, it was pretty crap, but for 31 wild carders, it's been pretty awful too,
what, no? What are you talking about? I've got a green arrow, I've got my captain to play, I've got three players to go against, playing against Leicester. What could possibly go wrong, Leroy Brown?
You're happy with that?
I'm happy.
No problem.
I'm all right, okay, happy. I think everything's okay. The Alanga to... I'm still eyes on Villa. I am going to be taking a very keen interest in the Villa PSG game in midweek.
Understood.
Don't know what I'm hoping for, actually. No. I don't know what I'm hoping to see. I'm going to be watching it really carefully, but I don't know what I'm hoping to see.
Question from the chat is, are you starting Saliba or Vardiol this week? What are you thinking?
I just had my team up for this week. I've currently benched Gvardiol.
Because you're definitely playing Munoz and you're definitely playing Livramento with the doubles. So
and also Eze and Mateta against Gvardiol. Feels weird.
Probably Vardiol then.
Shut up.
Probably.
I think you've got...
Arsenal defence at home to Brentford?
I'm playing Saliba. Bum, 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 bum. Saliba.
Okay.
I think.
Does that answer your question in the chat? Probably not.
Do you think, is that a silly decision? I don't know.
No, it's fine. Anyway, so Livramento, Murphy and Isak captain still to play. So
six doublers for you next week, six doublers for me next week, right? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much the same. Except for Saar and SA, although by the looks of it, I'm probably not going to have Saar.
Klasner.
Right, that is it for tonight, Sam. A quick shout out to all of our patrons. Many of you are in the chat tonight.
Legend,
thank you for supporting us. Thank you for all of your fun and frivolity that we have in the Slack. It is complete and utter nonsense and chaos in there, exactly like the Sunday night live streams. If you want a bit more of Sam and I in your lives, patreon.com/FPL family is where you can find it. We need to update these graphics.
More medical updates from me. I'll give some more.
Medical updates from Sam. We've got the Ohana tier, which is only $3 a month, and you get extra podcasts, you get medical advice from Sam, hashtag not really, you get access to our Slack community as well, which I mentioned before. If you want to go for the $5 tier, then you get access to our Manager of the Month competitions, where three of our patrons every month win a shirt, a football shirt of their choice, courtesy of our sponsors Sleeper, Sleeper at Sleeper Footy. And by the way, we have probably a couple of hundred, I would say, just under a couple of hundred people that take part every month. So you've got a pretty good chance. Do you know what I mean? There's some bloody good FPL managers in there. Don't get me wrong. Tracy, I'm looking at you. But if you can come top three out of 200, you win a football shirt. What's not to like? And then at the Zoom tier, if you want access to the Manager of the Month competitions, the Ohana podcast, the Slack, everything else, then the $10 tier includes additionally a Zoom call twice a year with Sam and I to talk about your team. Now, where we are in the year means we've got one Zoom left for most of you. So patreon.com/FPL family is where you can go and find out more about all of that good stuff. All of that good stuff. Sam, what is coming up this week? Loads of stuff, I suspect, as usual.
Loads of stuff, as usual. You, Mr. Bonfield, will be quite busy this week, actually. I'm making Lee do some work this week to talk about the assistant managership because he loves it so much.
God,
so
please.
Lee, you'll find him off the bench this week with the other love of my life, Mr. Phillips, also known as Az from FPL Black Box.
Oh, get in.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
They're my favourite off the benches when it's you two.
Normally me and Harry, no?
No, it's you and you're partnered with Az. It's just Harry stood in for the last couple of weeks because Az has been swanning about on holidays, hasn't he? You know what he's been like.
Looking forward to that.
So it's you and Az on Tuesday. And then
Brighton have lost, though.
Oh, yeah, sad times.
Brighton have lost. And Liverpool have lost. Oh, God.
Oh, God, you two. Maybe God. Don't bother listening. them two are on off the bench together moaning this week. And then on, you'll also be doing the Sky Fantasy podcast this week as well.
Yeah. With James Savandra and with Briggsy.
That's right. So you'll be on with those two as well this week. I will be back on the official podcast this week with Kelly and Jules discussing all things Game Week 32. Kelly's also been wildcarding this week. So we'll get an update on both of our wildcard teams and see how that goes. I think that's it.
Ohana podcast on Thursday for the patrons. Oh, obviously. And I'll be back for this one. Oh, will I not?
No, you will.
Yeah.
But we might have to record it a slightly different time because I'm watching Spurs.
You're Frankfurting, aren't you?
I'm watching Spurs beat some sausages.
Right. You've had a tug on the groin and now you're beating sausages. Can we please stop?
Frankfurters.
I understand.
Okay.
But there's so much of tonight's live stream that can be clipped and taken out of context, Sam, that we need to maybe, once it's uploaded, delete it forever. Absolute disgrace.
I didn't say that he... Did I say tug on the groin, did you?
Absolute
disgrace.
I think
you said that.
That's it for tonight, guys. We missed a super chat. Liam Healy, thank you for the super chat. He says, Sam and Lee, have you seen the championship table? We're Bristol City.
We're Bristol.
Liam is a big Bristol City fan. I suspect, given that he sent us that super chat, I suspect Bristol City are doing pretty well. That's it, guys. Thank you for joining us here tonight on FPL Family. Apologies for all of the Frankfurt innuendos. We will see you this time next week when we will be discussing game week 32 and how that's going. The double game week. Good luck if you've got Newcastle players or, for whatever reason, you've got Leicester City players tomorrow night. Like and subscribe before you go. Where are Bristol City?
They're in the playoff places.
Go on, Bristol City. Good luck to everybody with players in tomorrow's game. Like, subscribe, all that good stuff, and we'll see you next time. Cheers, guys.
Goodbye, guys.